eloquently speaking about midnight declarations with the Word of God. The following declarations that I will be sharing tonight, the declarations come from the book entitled Prayers That Rout Demons by Apostle John Eckhart. I will also be using declarations from the book entitled Deliverance from Demonic Manipulation, Freedom from Spiritual Cages, and Yearly Evil Carryover, War at the Edge of Breakthrough. And the author of those books is Dr. A. O. Atiola. I want to give credit to Apostle Tracy Howard, who opens up with the declaration. I pray that you will go along with me as we make these powerful declarations with the Word of God. It's real important that we take the time to go before God in a spirit of humility, thanksgiving, praise, and take some time to worship Him. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome you into this place. We give you all of the honor. We give you all of the glory. And we give you all of the praise. We come in a spirit of expectancy, Lord. We come to hear from you. We come to make some declarations in your word. And we come asking that you would forgive us for all of our sins. We come asking that you cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We release the power of the blood of Jesus over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for moving by your spirit. We just want to welcome you. We just want to praise you. We want to give you all the honor. We want to give you all the glory. We want to give you all of the praise. Because you alone are worthy to be praised. And Father, we thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for your divine presence. We thank you for going before us and making the crooked places straight. Father God, we petition you for the angelic host to come. Help us in this kingdom business. We say that the people of the city and nation, we belong to you. The wicked one may try to infiltrate our ranks, but he has nothing in us. We have the glory of God as a shield. We have donned the full armor of God, walking in humility, unity, and love towards one another. The army of God has and is arising, and the gates, I say, the gates of hell will not prevail. So we declare and know that the Lord of Sabbath will do battle for the saints, his body, and we will take no prisoners. For this mighty army will not stop. We are on the offensive until it is time to go home. I say, arise, arise, for the Lord has given us the cities of the city, state, and nation. We decree our declaration of independence in Jesus Christ. And we humbly and boldly submit these declarations with thanksgiving in our heart. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for releasing the power of the blood of Jesus, and we immerse ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ. We saturate our spirit, our conscience, our intuition, and worship. We saturate our soul, our conscious, our subconscious, and unconscious mind. We saturate our mind, our will, our emotions, and our intellect. We saturate our five senses, our sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch with the blood of Jesus. We saturate our physical body, brain, physical appetite, and sexual character with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Exodus 12 and verse 13. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Revelations 12 and 11. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ and receive multiplied grace and peace, according to your word in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. We decree that we are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant, according to your word in Hebrews 13 verse 20 and 21. We decree that we have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Hebrews 10 and 19. Father, we thank you that our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus, according to your word in Hebrews 9 and verse 14. We eat the body of Jesus Christ and drink his blood, according to John chapter 6 and verse 54. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed from the power of evil, according to your word in Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 7. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Matthew 26 and verse 28. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Isaiah 54 and verse 5. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ bears witness to our deliverance and salvation, according to your word in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 8. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Jesus Christ resisted unto blood, and his blood gives us victory, according to your word in Hebrews 12 and verse 4. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus Christ. We destroy the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 17. Our heart is sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ from an evil conscience, according to your word in Hebrews 10 and verse 22. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, and remind him that he is defeated through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Revelation 12 and verse 10. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in John chapter 8 and verse 10. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Matthew 12 and verse 10. And we release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And those declarations that we just made is for releasing the power of the blood of Jesus. We are saved, healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of the Lamb that was slain for the remission of our sins. And the Word of God also tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So this next declaration is entitled Closing Breaches and Hedges. When the prophet Nehemiah got permission to go restore the walls of Jerusalem, there were holes in the walls, the doors were down, the wall was deteriorating, it was torn down, and he had to close the breaches and the hedges. And the reason he had to close the breaches is because the enemy had access to God's people. And they would creep in through the holes in the wall. They would go through the openings where the gates and the doors was not there. And I want you to really go before God and talk to him and ask him to reveal to you any open breaches and any open hedges in your life that need to be closed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for helping us to close breaches and hedges. We close up any breach in our lives that would give Satan and demons access in the name of Jesus, according to your word in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 8. We decree that every hedge broken and our life be restored in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 8. Father, we stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives, our family, our ministry, or church in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Ephesians 4, verse 27. We boldly decree that we are rebuilders of the wall and repairers of the breach, according to Isaiah 58 and verse 12. You said that the waste places shall be restored. We renounce our crooked speech that will cause a breach in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your word in Proverbs 15 and verse 4. We destroy all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we repent for any curses or negative words that we spoke over our own lives and over the lives of other people. And we repent in the mighty name of Jesus. And we destroy all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by other people in authority that we put our trust in, that we was not looking to them, because God, we recognize that we look to you. But there are some people that have been in leadership positions where they spoke curses over us. And we want to break those curses. We want to break the power of those negative words. And Father, we thank you for everything that was associated with those negative words, with those negative curses, where we came into agreement with the lie and we came into agreement with the spirit of falsehood and deception. And it affected our thought process. It affected our ability to hear from you and to stay in agreement with your word. Father, we disconnect ourselves from the power of these negative words and curses that was spoken over our lives. We disconnect ourselves in the second heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we break every soul tie in the mighty name of Jesus from every lie that we believe, from negative words that have been spoken over our lives by those in authority and leadership positions. And Father God, we choose to forgive them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We choose to release them, God. And Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would remove the scales from their eyes so that they may see their error. Because Father, many do not know what they do. And we ask that you bring awareness to the power in our tongues, God. We have the power to speak life or death. And so we destroy and we disannul all ungodly covenants, all ungodly oaths, and all ungodly pledges that we have made with our lips. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we repent for submitting to false authority, coming under the leadership of the spirit of falsehood and elitism. Father, we repent in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for closing the breach. We thank you for closing the hedges. We bind up all breaches in our lives. Everything that we did in our ignorance, everything that we said in our ignorance, every area of our lives where we have been hoodwinked, where we have been bamboozled, God, we break every tie, every diabolical cord in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree a crop failure on every negative word that has been spoken, every curse that has been spoken against our lives. Father, you said in the name of Jesus that you would bless those that bless us, and you said that you would curse those that curse us, oh God. We command every breach be stopped now in the name of Jesus, according to your word, oh God, in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 7. Father, we thank you for Nehemiah. We thank you for the lessons that we learned in the book of Nehemiah. We thank you that Tobiah and Sanballat, they came to distract Nehemiah. Oh God, they wanted to lead him astray so that they could set him up and have him killed. But Father, you exposed the works of the enemy. And we want to thank you right now for exposing the spirit of conspiracy according to your word. In Psalms 64, as we turn to that chapter, oh God, we thank you for releasing the power of your word. We ask that you hear our voice, oh God, as we present our complaint to you. We thank you for guarding our life from the terror of the enemy. Hide us from the secret counsel and conspiracy of the ungodly, from the scheming of those who do wrong, who have sharpened their tongues like a sword. They aim venomous words as arrows to shoot from ambush at the blameless one. Suddenly they shoot at him without fear. They encourage themselves in their pursuit of an evil agenda. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will discover us? They devise acts of injustice, saying, we are ready with a well-conceived plan. For the inward thought and the heart of a man are deep, mysterious, and unsearchable. But God, you said in verse 7, you said, but you will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. So they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake the head in scorn. Then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. And I need to say that again. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. So, Father, we have just given you back your word in Psalm 64, which is a prayer where David petitioned you and he thanked you for protection from his secret enemies. He was thanking you for exposing the conspiracy, and he was thanking you for exposing the conspirators. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for just highlighting Isaiah chapter 30, because, you know, that covering with a covering, and it's so much deception, it's so much falsehood, it's so much trickery going on. But Father, you are El Roi. You are the God that sees all things. And when Nehemiah was on an assignment to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, there was a conspiracy against him. And I know when I was reading Psalm 64 that David was the author of that psalm, but David was also going through some things because the spirit of Saul, King Saul, was after him. He wanted to destroy him. He wanted to kill him, oh God. But your word was alive in Isaiah 54 and verse 17 that says that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, but the weapons they will form, but they will not prosper. And going back to Nehemiah, God, when he was building the walls of Jerusalem, the weapons formed through Tobiah and Sanballat. And when they couldn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish on their own, they called on the Arabian that came. And even he couldn't, Father, thwart your plans. And I thank you that you exposed the spirit of conspiracy. And I thank you for the spirit of discernment that was operating in Nehemiah's life, God. And I thank you that Nehemiah boldly proclaimed your word. And he stood on your promises, oh God. And he made up in his mind that he was not going to leave the wall, that he was going to stay on an assignment, because God, he understood that you was in control of his life. So we thank you for hiding us from the secret council and the conspiracy of the ungodly. Father God, we thank you for those that have been scheming against us. We thank you for those that have wet their tongues against us, which brings us back to closing the breaches, oh God. We close every breach of the enemy. We renounce all crooked speech that would cause a breach in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind up every breach where the enemy has been speaking against the work that you have called us to do. And we command every breach to be stopped, to be broken. We command our walls to be salvation and our gates praise. Hallelujah. According to your word in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, in verse 18. Father, we put on the full armor of God now in the name of Jesus Christ. And earlier in this prayer, we was thanking you for releasing the power of the blood of Jesus. And God, as we put on the whole armor of God, we thank you for reminding us that this is something we must do every day. And we thank you for releasing the power of the blood of Jesus over our minds. And we thank you for the helmet of salvation to protect our mind. Spirit of righteousness, we ask that you would rise up within us and that you would filter out everything that is not like you, every negative word, every negative thought, in all of those areas where the enemy has been causing mental and emotional anguish through the spirit of torment. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we render you powerless by the blood and fire of God. Shanda rabashata, rikanda rabashata, rikanda rabashana namashi, rikanda rabashata. Break your power in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. You are trespassing on God's property, and the blood of Jesus is against you. Your assignment is canceled. We thank you for the helmet of salvation. Teach us how to protect our minds, God. Teach us how to guard our minds. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, yes. But we thank you, God, that you gave us the helmet of salvation to protect our minds in the midst of the battle. Father, everything that we're going through, the enemy tries to assault our minds. Because if he could get a hold of our minds, then everything will follow those thoughts. So we surrender those thoughts to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, my prayer is that you will strengthen our discernment, that you will help us to discern your voice, that you will help us to discern the voice of the enemy, that you will help us to discern the voice of other people, and that we will understand and discern our own voice, because sometimes, God, we get in our own way. We ask that you would release a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you would fortify us. Father, we thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you for teaching us how to guard our hearts, how to protect our hearts, God. How to be quiet and stop sharing so much of our business. How to stop sharing what you're doing in our lives. You said, be still and know that you are God. Father God, we thank you for teaching us how to protect our hearts. And we ask that you would create in us a clean heart, oh God. That you would renew in us a right spirit. Show us every area where we've been operating in the spirit of error so that we can repent and get it right. We renounce the spirit of error. We renounce the spirit of pride. We renounce the spirit of rebellion and disobedience. And Father, we ask that you cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you for the strong belt of truth. We thank you, Father God, for helping us to prepare ourselves for action mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We thank you for helping us to gird up the loins of our mind. You said if we keep our mind stayed on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace, God, according to your word in Isaiah 26 and verse 3. And we thank you, oh God, that as we keep our mind stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace as we trust in you. And I place a demand on your word. You said we will not be put to shame for putting our trust in you, according to your word in Psalm 71 and verse 1, oh God. So we ask for God, and we thank you in advance for placing the cloak of humility over us. God, we thank you for our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel. We thank you for the sword of the spirit, which is your word. We thank you for the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Now, Father, if there are any pieces of our armor that is loose, if there's any pieces of the armor that we're not using properly, we invite you to teach us. Holy Spirit, we invoke your presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are our counselor. You are our teacher. And we ask that you teach us how to effectively wear our armor and use the pieces of the armor. Educate us. Teach us. Teach us how to war. Teach us how to fight. Teach us how to study to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, O God, because this battle, O God, belongs to you. And the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, God. And I thank you right now for pulling down every stronghold. I thank you for breaking every breach and every hedge, God. I decree a hedge of protection around our minds, around our hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree a hedge of protection around our bodies. I decree a hedge of protection around our homes. I decree a hedge of protection around our families. I decree a hedge of protection over our finances. I decree a hedge of protection over our possessions. I decree that we shall possess our possessions in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, you said that we shall pursue, overtake, and recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree a hedge of protection over our ministries. We decree a hedge of protection over our businesses. We decree a hedge of protection over our marriages. We decree a hedge of protection over our children. We release the power of the blood of Jesus to fight for us. We release the power of the blood of Jesus to speak for us. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing in the name of Jesus, according to your word. In Nehemiah, the 13th chapter, in the second verse, and I'm going to turn there, because God, your word is so good. Because they did not meet the Israelites with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. Yet our God turned the curse into a blessing. And I thank you right now, God, for turning every curse into a blessing. And I place you in remembrance of your word. You said, oh God, that you would bless those that bless us. And you said, oh God, that you would curse those that curse us. Now, I already identified the areas where the enemy has been cursing us. But Father, as I turn to Nehemiah, the 13th chapter, I thank you that you turn the curses into blessings. And I'm thanking you right now with a spirit of expectancy, with a great passion and zeal, God, to worship you and thank you in advance for overturning every curse. Rikanda Rabashanda Rakashata. Overturn, God, every curse that's been spoken against us. We break the curse, God, every curse that's been spoken against us. We release the thunder of God and we command you to break in the name of Jesus. By fire, by force, break. Rikanda Rabashanda Rakashata. Your curse is overturned. God will bless us. And God, I thank you right now for blessing everybody that has blessed us. But oh God, those that have cursed us, curse them real good, God. Curse them real good. Return the curse to the sender in the name of Jesus. Those that have planned our demise, God, let them die in our place. I'm not cursing nobody, God. But you said you would curse those that cursed us. You said they that dig a ditch, they will fall into it. And I stand on your word. I stand on your promises. You are not a man that you should lie. And I thank you and I praise you, God. I thank you for overturning every curse that's been spoken against our lives. I thank you, God. There is a spirit called joblessness. And there are many people that are jobless today, God. There are many people that was in position to receive a good job with a good pay, with good benefits, and all of a sudden something happened and they didn't get the job. Or either they got the job and then something happened and they got fired. They was let go suddenly without an explanation. And this is the results of witchcraft. It is the results of curses being spoken against your people. It is about witches and warlocks that are planting divination into the sun and the moon and the stars. There are witches and warlocks, oh God, even some Christians that are operating in falsehood. They are releasing curses into the elements to stop your people from reaching their destiny. But God, I identify the spirit of joblessness and I break its power. I overturn the assignment of the spirit of joblessness and I lose jobs for your people. Not ordinary jobs, but Father God, I thank you that what you're about to do is supernatural. They don't have the skills to be in a position you're about to place them in. But supernaturally, oh God, you're going to have the employer sign on the dotted line. And I thank you for the offer. I thank you for the salary that's going to blow their minds. I thank you for the benefits. I thank you for insurance, God. I thank you that fathers will be able to take care of their families. Mothers will be able to take care of their families, God. We break every hedge. We break every breach where the spirit of joblessness has been stealing from your people, God. And I acknowledge, God, the spirit of Python. Rakashandarabashi. Rikandarabashandanamashi rikanda. Rakashata. Father God, we disarm the spirit. And with the spirit of joblessness constricting your people, binding your people, oh God, placing your people in bondage, releasing a spirit of despair, a spirit of discouragement. Father God, we bind the spirit of heaviness in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cancel your assignment. That breach is closed. You no longer have access. That door, that gate, that window, that portal, that crack. Rakashanda, rikanda rabashata. Break by fire, by force. Break by fire, by force. Break by the blood and fire of God. By fire, by force. By fire, by force. By fire, by force. Rikanda rabashata ta. Rakashanda rabasi. Rikanda rabashata ta. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you, God, for releasing promotions. I thank you, God, for the ability to untie every person that's been bound by the enemy because of joblessness. When Jesus had need of the colt, he said, untie him. And when they untied the colt, God, the colt was set free. And I thank you that no one had ever written on the colt. And you had need of this colt. And Father, your people that have been bound by the spirit of joblessness, you have need of them. Because in this hour, you are divinely positioning your people that you have made promises to. Because we are the children of Abraham. But Father, you are strategically positioned us in high places. You are positioning us in the medical field. You are positioning us in the financial fields. You are positioning us in the political fields. And you are positioning us in the judicial fields and in our educational institutions. God, you know what you are doing. We don't know what we are doing. And you're placing some people in high places. And where the spirit of wickedness and spiritual wickedness in high places, they've been controlling, they've been manipulating, they've been intimidating, and access has been denied because the powers and principalities have been in control. And all of the attacks that's been coming against your people and why certain people been losing their jobs, it's because they belong to you. It's because they love you. It's because they are honoring you. It's because they are walking in righteousness. It's because you are using them to expose everything that's being done wrong. And some of them don't even understand the type of an assignment that they are on. But God, you have caused a opening to take place because of the closing of the breaches that has taken place. So there is a change of guards taking place right now in the spiritual realm. Rakashanda rabashi, rikanda rabashanda namashi rikanda. And God, we thank you. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for strategically positioning your people on these assignments, on the wall, like you positioned Nehemiah to help restore the waste places. Which brings me back to the colt that needed to be untied. Father, I untie every person that has been bound by the spirit of heaviness, by the spirit of depression, despair, hopelessness, joblessness. And I'm talking about those that been feeling unworthy. And God, some people even started doubting if you really love them, if you really care about them, because why are you letting me go so long without a job? God, you know I want to work. Your word says if we don't work, we don't eat. And God, I'm filling out applications. I'm doing everything I know to do. I'm qualified for some positions. I'm underqualified for some positions. I'm overqualified for some positions. But God, I'm willing to mop floors. But God, I'm willing to put out the trash. But nobody is hiring me right now. God, I don't understand. I'm following your command. I'm obeying you, God. I'm walking in righteousness. I'm walking in integrity. God, help me to understand. And Father, I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice, and even those that will listen later to this message, God. Answer their questions. Let them know, oh God, that the assignment of the enemy against their lives is over. And I dismantle every evil altar that has been associated with the spirit of joblessness that has been stealing from your people. I destroy and I dismantle this evil altar and the assignment associated with it. Every occultic power in operation on the mother side, on the father side. Rakashandarabashi, Rikandarabashananamasi, Rikandarabashata. I release the fire of God and you will burn to ashes. Your assignment is over. Now, Father, as I untie your people in the spirit realm, I decree that they are loosed. They are men and women that have been loosed. Now Jesus can ride them like he rode that colt. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would release a fresh anointing upon them, that you would release a fresh creativity, oh God, that they will go where you tell them to go, that they will do what you tell them to do, that they will say what you tell them to say, oh God, and that they will pray the way you tell them to pray. I pray a special prayer protection over them. I cover them with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. I decree divine immunity. Unity. I decree divine protection according to your word. In Psalm 91, which is a special psalm of protection, a special psalm about security for those who choose to put their trust in you, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I want to read that in the Amplified Version. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. This is God's promise to us. And God, I'm giving you back your word because that's all that I have is your word. There is power in your word. As I'm speaking your word, as I'm praying your word, God, the power of your word is being released and the angels are hearkening to your word and they're going forth, God, to do your will. But you said, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, for highlighting the word rest, because this is a wonderful season of answered prayer that your people have entered into, even though many are still going through the storm. Father, there are some things that are still happening. And right now we are in the third watch and there's a lot of spiritual activity that is taking place. But God, you are in control of everything. And I thank you for your perfect timing. And I thank you for your divine intervention. And with this special season of answered prayer, you are calling your people to a season of rest. And I can't help but be reminded of 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, when you gave David rest from his enemies. So God, we enter into your rest. We're going to be still and know that you are God. We're going to lay in the cut. We're going to rest in you. And we're going to do what you tell us to do while we're resting in the shadow of the Almighty, where no power of the enemy can withstand. And that's lined up with Isaiah 54 and verse 17, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And it's also lined up with Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Because God, you said, behold, I give unto you power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You said nothing shall by any means harm us. So you connect that with Psalms 91, whose power no enemy can withstand. Father, I can't help but be reminded of your word in Joshua, the 1st chapter, because you said no man shall be able to stand before us all the days of our lives. But yet, as I go back to Nehemiah, God, Tobiah and Sanballat, they tried to withstand Nehemiah. Even if we go to the book of Esther, Haman tried to withstand Mordecai. And if we go to the book of Exodus, Pharaoh tried to withstand Moses and the Israelites. And if we stay in the Old Testament, Korah tried to withstand Moses. And Korah was so crafty and persuasive that he caused 45,000 leaders to turn against Moses, to withstand Moses. And the end result of that, they all died. The earth opened up and swallowed them up. It's not a good thing for people to come against your people, God, because they cannot withstand your power. Korah and all of those that follow Korah, they died. Haman built a gallows for Mordecai, and Haman and his family, they died. Pharaoh decreed that the Israelites were going to die. He wanted to kill all of the men children. He gave an order for the midwives to put a hit on these babies, God. But the midwives feared you and they spared the lives of these babies, and Pharaoh got angry. But Father, when the Exodus took place and you told Moses to tell the people to place the blood on the doorposts, that was because it was the Exodus. You was preparing them to exit Egypt. But every house that did not have the blood on the doorpost, death visited that house. So we're talking about he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. They will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for this revelation. Hallelujah, God. Moses and the Israelites, they rest while death was passing by. They heard the cries of the Egyptians. Orakashandarabasi, God. They heard the cries as the result of death that was passing by. Oh God, we thank you that you are our refuge. We thank you that you are our fortress, our God in whom we trust. With great confidence, we put our trust in you. We rely on you. We depend on you. We thank you for saving us from the trap of the fowler. We thank you for saving us from deadly pestilence. We thank you for saving us from coronavirus, God. We thank you for delivering us and setting us free, God. You said it shall not come near our dwelling. You said that you will cover us completely, protect us with your pinions, God, under your wings where we find refuge. Your faithfulness is a shield and a wall to us. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor for the destruction, sudden death that lays waste at noon. Father, I thank you for sparing my life. The enemy tried to take me out last month. And had it not been for your grace, had it not been for your mercy, oh God, I wouldn't be here praying right now, God. But the devil came too late. I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. I thank you for resurrecting me, God. And I thank you for the context in which the enemy tried to kill me, God. And going back to the curses, it was a word curse that was sent against my life. There was an assignment. Let's assassinate her. Let's kill her. Let's abort her assignment. Let's shut her up permanently so that she won't pray. Because every time she prays, God answers her. I hate her. I want to shut her down permanently. But God, because I've been in a secret place, oh God, I thank you. I celebrate you, God, for sparing my life for such a time as this. And I thank you that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by your spirit, God. The spirit of assassination has been loosed against your people. The spirit of murder, the spirit of death, the spirit of robbery. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, your people shall live and not die because I cancel the assignment of death. I bind the spirit of death in the name of Jesus, and I loose resurrection life and I loose resurrection power in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree that the resurrected King is resurrecting us. Father, I thank you that you are in control of the lives of your people. And I thank you, God, that the assignment of the enemy has been canceled. You said in Psalms 91 and verse 7 that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. And you said danger will not come near us. We will only be spectators as we look with our own eyes and witness the divine repayment of the wicked. As we watch safely from the shelter of the Most High. And God, I just have to pause right there for a moment of silence. Meditation as I meditate on that. That is so powerful. We will look with our own eyes as we witness the divine repayment of the wicked. So, Father, I thank you for revealing your plans and your purpose, because earlier, as we was breaking the curses being spoken against your people, and now we're reading what's going to happen, because you said that you would bless those that bless us and you would curse those that curse us. You are a God of retribution. You said that vengeance belongs to you. And we just read in Psalms 91 and verse 8 that we will witness the divine repayment of the wicked as we watch safely from the shelter of the Most High. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place, no evil will befall us, hallelujah, nor will any plague come near our tent, rakashandarabasi. For he will command his angels in regard to us. And the angels shall protect us. The angels shall defend us. The angels shall guard us in all of our ways of obedience and service. And Father, I wanted to highlight that because sometimes we think we could do what we want to do, and we think we can operate in the spirit of disobedience and rebellion and blatantly disobey you and do what we want to do. And sometimes we leave the ark of safety. Sometimes we leave the secret place. We come from under the shadow of your wings, God, and you are not obligated to protect us. But because of your grace and because of your mercy, you do. You show us great favor. So I want to take a moment to release a spirit of repentance and a time of self-examination for us to repent, God, for operating in a spirit of disobedience. And when things didn't go right, then we got mad and upset. But you was not obligated to protect us. We was hard-headed, stiff-necked, disobedient, and rebellious. And we repent in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If there's any rebellion hiding in us, if there's any disobedience hiding in us, if there's any hidden sins, reveal it to us in the name of Jesus, so that we can repent and get right with you, God, so that our service, our motives can be pure. When we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. Not our will, but your will be done. So this is the part where we lift up our hands, God, and we say thank you. Thank you that we will not strike our foot against a stone. Thank you that we will tread upon the lion and the cobra. Thank you that we will tread on the young lion and the serpent. We will trample them underfoot because we have set our love on you. You have saved us. You will set us securely on high because we have known your name, because we have confidently trusted in you, because we rely on you, because we depend on you. There is nothing that we can do without you, knowing, God, that you will never abandon us, knowing, God, that you will never leave us, knowing, God, that you will never forsake us, knowing, God, that there's nothing we can do that will take your love away from us. You said that we can call upon you and that you would answer us. You said that you would show us great and mighty things. You said that you would be with us in trouble. You said that you would rescue us. You said that you would honor us with long life. You will satisfy us and you will let us see your salvation. So we thank you for these wonderful promises in your word. We thank you that we are in a divine, intimate place of protection under the shadow of your wings, where your truth is our shield and our buckler. And Father, we just want to say thank you for your love that is great towards us. We thank you for the secret place that is recorded in Psalms 91 and verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We must make a conscious decision to stay. Dwell is to live, to be there continuously. And Father, we thank you for the ability to continuously worship you, to continuously praise you, regardless of what is going on around us, oh God, in the good times, in the bad time, in the happy times, in the sad times, because you said in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. And Father, some people don't know the power that is being released when we thank you and praise you in the midst of the storm. It's easy to do those things when everything is going well. But Father, the true test comes when the storm winds start blowing and the waves start crashing against the ship. In situations like Nehemiah, when Tobiah and Sanballat show up. Excuse me. Or situations like Mordecai and Haman's rise up. And I want to deal with the spirit of Haman in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind the spirit of Haman in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for everything that is associated with the spirit of Haman. The spirit of anger, the spirit of murder, the spirit of genocide, the spirit of infanticide. Where earlier I was talking about Pharaoh wanted to kill the babies. But God, the midwives were obedient to you and they disobeyed Pharaoh's command. The spirit of Haman is very hostile. The spirit of Haman is very vindictive. The spirit of Haman is a people pleaser, wants to please people. Haman was upset that Mordecai didn't bow down to him. When it first happened, he didn't make a big deal out of it, but the servants, the king's servants, they made a big deal out of it. And they coerced Haman into rising up against Mordecai. But it was an evil plot that failed. And I thank you for exposing the assignment of Haman. Because the spirit of Haman is filled with wrath, rage, anger, and bitterness. So we want to take a moment to repent and ask you, God, to forgive us for harboring any ought in our hearts, any anger, any bitterness, any rage, any resentment, any unforgiveness. You said that we should bless those that persecute us. And Father, sometimes when people do things to us, we do get angry. And it's okay to get angry, but you said not to sin in our anger. So some of us, we've been entertaining the spirit of Haman and not realizing it, which has caused some open hedges and some open breaches because of unforgiveness, because of bitterness, because of anger. So Father, we want to release all of these things to you. We want to surrender these things to you. And for some people, God, it's hard because it's been a long process. It's been a deep-rooted spirit of hatred and bitterness mixed with humiliation because they've been so humiliated, so degraded. But God, you are a healer. And I pray that you would release the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. As we renounce the spirit of anger, as we renounce the spirit of Haman, and we lose the spirit of love, life, power, and a sound mind. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify you and we give you all of the honor. We give you all of the glory and we give you all of the praise. And as we come to the end of these prayers tonight, Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking you for delivering us from the spirit of Haman. Thank you that the very gallows that he built for Mordecai to be hung on, that he was hung on that very gallows. And we thank you that they that dig a ditch shall fall into it. All throughout your word, we read about the fall of the enemy, God. And we read in your word in Psalms 91 that we will witness the divine repayment of the wicked as we watch from the shelter of the Most High. So, Father, we thank you for the secret place, and we thank you for hiding us and protecting us. We decree divine immunity and divine protection. Thank you for new life and new beginnings. I place a seal on these prayers with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. And I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for taking over this prayer, God. Thank you for having your way, Holy Spirit. Thank you for releasing a fresh anointing upon everyone. Thank you, Father, for doing a new thing. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. Thank you for joining me for the Midnight Declarations with the Word of God. I pray that something said has blessed you, has helped you, has empowered you. You are powerful beyond measure. Go to God and talk to him about who you are in Christ Jesus. And then shine your shine. I love you. Have a wonderful day.